Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Now, anybody who knows me knows that I like one thing, and it's not technology, although I don't mind technology, but I really like fishing. And it's time to start fishing. It is springtime. Joining me online, Margot Briggs, who is the Marketing Development Director for the Freshwater Fisheries Society of BC. Hi, Margot.
Hello.
This might be the first tech show ever to do a fishing interview.
I think it is, actually.
it is. And I might get criticized for it, but I don't care because it's my show.
Yeah, and you're allowed to do that.
I am allowed to do it. But, you know, there is a technology angle to this whole thing. And last week I was off fishing in Dragon Lake. It was my first fishing trip of the year. And before I went, in the past, years ago, it would always be, oh, geez, I got to get out down to the store and to get my license and go through all that process. No more. You guys have a great online service for doing all of your licensing. How long has that been in action?
Since 2007, September 7th, 2007, actually, we launched it. But it was long in coming. You know, people recognized the need for it.
Yes.
And it was launched then and well-received. Because of that reason, as you described, people could go and buy their license in their pajamas at, you know, 4 a.m., just before they're kind of leaving and getting ready to go. It fills the niche that way because you can do it 24/7.
Well, this is the thing, you know. Every time you go on a fishing trip, you have to fill your fly box. You have to make sure there's gas in the boat,
yeah.
And you got to make sure the life jackets are in. What you don't have to do every time you go on a fishing trip is make sure you have is get your license, because that's a once a year thing, and you're so excited about all the other things that it's easy to forget. And I can't tell you how many times, like a day before going on a trip, I've gone, oh geez, you know, I've got to get my license. Or occasionally, I get an opportunity to go on a trip for something different, unique, like going for sturgeon or going into one of the classified waters, or maybe I don't have my steelhead ticket yet. And I go, oh, gee, I'm going, you know, I've got my license, but I forgot that I don't have a sturgeon ticket. And it gives you the opportunity to go online and get it just, you know, the night before as you're about to head out.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to stand in line with all the others that have forgotten.
Yeah.
You're able to plan well ahead of time or do it the last minute.
Now, what percentage, and it costs the exact same to
exactly.
me. So
mm-hmm.
so there's no different. And then the process is we log on, buy the license, you use your credit card for the license. It's quick and easy, especially progressively, because after the first year you do it, you're given an angler number. And when you enter the angler number, all of your criteria, you know, your address and your name and your age and all that stuff is entered again, so you don't have to refill and all that. So that's pretty nice as far as that process goes.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But we do have to print it off. You do have to have a printer attached.
You do. The reason for that is you need to have it on you when you're fishing. You need to have a printed copy.
Now, see, I think we should just be able to have a PDF version on our smartphone or the thing on our smartphone, but that's not up to you guys, is it?
No, it's under the jurisdiction of the provincial government.
Yeah.
But what can I say about it is that, you know what, more people are turning to self-serving and going online and buying their licenses. I think it's close to like 32% now that
is
have decided to go that route. So we're finding that it is popular.
So let's talk about the social impact. The Freshwater Fishery Society, for people who don't know, your mandate is building and protecting our freshwater resources.
Right.
So you do all the hatchery programs, and you do a lot of reclamation projects, and enhancement projects. Every penny that you guys make coming in basically goes back into making fish happier and healthier.
That's right. Yeah, it's really important and critical to monitor and expand our thriving recreational fisheries in BC. So currently, the waters stocked by the society are about half of the fishing effort in the province. Why that's important is it protects, you know, wild stock as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where you can find out what lakes are stocked is actually on our website, which is, you know, gofishbc.com.
Yeah, so GoFishBC has become a really, really rich resource. It's a place we go to buy a fishing license. But things like these stocking reports, these are really important. If you're a dad that's just, maybe you're not an avid fisherman like me, and you want to introduce your kids, you want to have that first experience going fishing, the thing you want to do is you want to go to a local lake that's been stocked recently, because those fish are really young, really stupid, really easy to catch. Right? They've just come out of the hatchery. They're ready to be taken.
And that's what
you want for your kids. You want your kids to catch a lot of little fish and kind of get the feel for, you know, having lots of fish hook. Once you become a more serious angler, you can take your time and you can go after those harder to find larger fish. Mm-hmm. But at the beginning, so where do we go at your website to find the stocking information?
Mm-hmm,
oh, it's right there at the top, fish stocking reports. I'm looking at your website right now.
And when we redesigned the new website as it is, as you see it now, that was one of the buttons that we made sure that we had available for everybody to take a look at, because what we found, you know, just from looking at our user reports and things like that, the Google Analytics, that people were coming to us for that information, the stocking information. So we wanted to make it as user-friendly as possible. So you'll see on that, it's searchable, which is the other thing that's new. So you can search by species, you can search by location, you can see what are the recent ones that have been stocked, just for that reason that you talked about. You want to find out, you know, what's been stocked recently so you can be successful. And then other people want to look at it to see what was stocked 4 years ago, you know, what was stocked, you know, three, et cetera, because they want to see a trend. They want to see, well, when was it stocked last by this species? So people use it for different things, but what we're finding is because it's searchable now, all levels of anglers are able to use it and using it more frequently.
And it's not just the lakes, but it's also the rivers. I see the Capilano releases and the Chequemus releases in here. So, and that tells you, and that gives you an indication of what's happening from when those fish are going to be returning too. So you see where the money is going. Now, beyond that, beyond the kind of the cheater stocking reports, you also have some really nice maps and details on different resorts to go to or different areas to fish, and even lake maps and that sort of stuff on the site as well.
Yes, we do. That was the other purpose of it. We have the Where to Fish section, and it's done by lakes, which is how we see the world, obviously.
Yes.
And anglers do.
I do, too.
Yeah. So the idea is that with that, you click on the lake, and then you can actually see the facilities. You can actually go to the stocking reports as well. So we've combined and integrated information under the Where to Fish, trying to think like an angler. What would you want to see when you click on a lake?
And you know, one thing about the website is anglers in BC are surprisingly web savvy. There are some great discussion boards, and fishing has been an online the online community that is around the whole fishing world is pretty pronounced here in the province.
I would agree. Yeah.
I mean, everything from, you know, it's sharing reports, sharing fishery reports to fly. There's lots of fly tying videos that people are sharing online, and there's really active message boards. And one thing that I like that you guys have started up is you've started up a fishing buddies online, I guess, program. Tell me about that.
Mm-hmm. So it's a free program. And the idea is, basically, anglers love to share their experiences and pass on their passion. So what we wanted to do with fishing buddies was basically connect people to amazing freshwater fishing experiences and break down the barriers to fishing to new and, you know, occasional lapsed anglers as well.
Lapsed anglers. That's like lapsed Catholics.
I know. That's our lingo. Yes. What I need to say probably is those that don't fish as often. And so the idea is that basically it's an online self-directed program, but the idea is that we would like people to sign up as a fishing buddy and then just take one new person out each year. And the program's free. And what we do in return is we have a newsletter that goes out to the fishing buddies with tips, fishing tips from Brian Chan. We have videos on various techniques as well. So we have a where to fish, how to fish. And we have recipes, too, on what to do with the fish afterwards.
Oh, that's a good idea. So this whole fishing buddies is kind of like fish dating. It's plenty of fish for fishermen is what it is.
Exactly.
But so you take out somebody once a year, and it's basically you're doing some good. You're going to meet some new friends. and it gives you an opportunity. And if you don't have gear for them, you guys even have a gear loaning program and all that stuff that you can find, right?
We do. That's the newest program that we have is the Rod Loan program, Go Fish DC Rod Loan. It's on our website, and we have 16 locations so far throughout BC. The idea with that is breaking down the barriers again, just as we were trying to do in our other outreach programs, barriers to fishing. And sometimes it's lack of gear that will stop a person from going fishing. So what we do is we lend out gear at various locations. So there's tourism centers. We have tackle shops that are involved. They're all listed on our website. We have a nature center in Surrey that's taking part in it, and as well as our five hatcheries all lend out gear as well. And then you might be surprised by a person who will probably come up to you at a lake and ask if you'd like to go fishing, because we have roving crews now, too, with fishing gear.
Oh, really? Now, last question I've got for you, and by the way, all of this stuff, we've got links to all of this that'll be on the website, so people can access this all. Of course, you can go to GoFishBC, find it all, but we'll have direct links to these topics that we talked about. The last question is, what do you have more of? Do you have more anglers who are willing to be fishing buddies, or people who are looking for somebody to take them fishing?
Well, that's a really good question, because we have over probably 21,000 fishing buddies that have signed up.
Wow.
Yeah, so quite a few. And each of them are, it's self-reported, but when we do our program evaluation, they're saying they're taking out 3 fishing buddies a year. So, in fact, actually, we have more, you know, if you wanted, you know, times it by 3, we have more new ones than we have fishing buddies. So, yeah, so 21,000 times.
But certainly this is a place for everybody to connect. The website is GoFishBC. It's a really rich resource that has been, I think, really nicely cultivated by you folks. And on behalf of the fish that I'm going to be catching this year, thank you, Margot.
Oh, well, thank you for the opportunity to be able to talk about it. We appreciate that at Freshwater Fisheries Society.
Well, I figure since I did this for you guys, that my fishing year should be spectacular.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a completely self-motivated interest. That's Margot Briggs. She is the Market Development Director for the Freshwater Fisheries Society of BC. GoFishBC is their site. I'm Steve Dotto, and you're tuned in to Dotto Tech.